Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. If you've got Freeview for your TV, you've got a new channel to watch, C42, a sibling to C4 that does nothing but play music videos. The unconventional deal with local music industry groups that made the channel possible has been the subject of some debate, though, and Andrew Schusterman, who's running the new channel, is hopefully going to tell us a bit about that. So, Andrew, a music channel that plays music videos.
How crazy is that?
What a wild idea.
You know, the music video's back. Mm. Well, actually, no, that's not true. I mean, Juice TV and 63 play 24-hour music videos, so it is nothing novel or new.
Well, the way you're doing it's kind of new, though, isn't it? I mean, there has been this arrangement over rights fees with PPNZ, who collect those fees, and Independent Music New Zealand. Can you explain how that works?
Well, I can't really explain it, because obviously that's a commercial arrangement, and there's a contract involved. But we can talk around the basic principles. The whole deal of that arrangement doesn't revolve just around C42, but also the music that we play on C4, TV3, TV3 plus one. So our whole breadth of television channels. So that is to do with the rights for all music across, all MediaWorks TV. And this is just a piece of it.
But the short version of it is that rather than getting the payments, Independent Music New Zealand gets some advertising inventory to use on the channel.
Yeah, there is a cash component as well. So I know that there's a lot of pieces going around that, it's just a straight-out kind of contra arrangement. That's not exactly true. There is cash payments there as well.
Did they have to agree to this for it to be viable in the first place? If they said, actually, no, we want full money, you would say, well, we just can't do it?
Obviously, the model works for both of us. Because unlike, the thing about Freeview is, unlike Television New Zealand, we didn't get $76 million over 4 years to put up TV channels. So that's the fundamental reason why these lower-cost operations like TV3 plus one or a C42 model, as opposed to a TVNZ6 or TVNZ7, we didn't have the government giving us money to make channels. So that is the first part that people need to understand. And in that, we have to be creative in the way that we get our channels up and our obligations met.
It seems like quite a practical sort of arrangement that you've made. Would that be a fair characterisation of it?
Well, look, here's the deal. IMNZ, PPNZ are incredibly happy with the deal, as are we at MediaWorks. So, as far as the three parties, we're happy with the outcome. And the fact that there is now a music channel which is free-to-air, unlike Juice or 63. I know that Juice is free-to-air in Auckland, but this is a nationwide free-to-air television channel that plays 30% New Zealand music and has a leaning towards Independent Music New Zealand, I think is great for the industry as a whole, when the outlet for music videos on the likes of C4 or MTV becomes more minimalist, because the idea that they're becoming more entertainment-based television channels.
I was just going to ask you about that, actually. There is a natural evolution for channels to start off with lots of music and then slowly have less music and more shows. And MTV, C4, both good examples of that. C42, any chance that it's going to head in that direction, or is this the focus is music videos all the time?
That deal that we have done is about being a 24-hour alternative music video channel, and that deal is in place, and we don't see that changing.
What does alternative mean?
It's a really, really, it is such a subjective word, and you could walk into JB Hi-Fi, or you could walk into Real Groovy, and their alternative section would be completely different from Real Groovy or another record chain's or The Warehouse's alternative section. So the way that we take it is the fact that, and the way that I've always looked at it, is music that isn't mass appeal to start with, that starts from a niche base, that starts from a cult following or which isn't mainstream or top 40, doesn't mean it won't broaden out and become mainstream or popular or populist, but starts from being a niche appeal.
If you were going to, say, compare it with a radio station, is it something that you'd be more likely to hear on student radio, or something you'd be more likely to hear on The Edge?
Well, I think that the answer would be more likely on student radio, easily. I think that, if you had to look at the radio brands that would probably be most closely associated at the moment, you'd probably say it's somewhere between, student radio and in Auckland would be 95BFM and the George FM kind of idea.
Was there not a temptation to just go, no, bugger it, let's just do this as commercial?
Well, we kind of think we filled that with C4. So the idea is that C4 and its music hours, which is still the majority of the schedule, albeit not in prime time, is still made up of top 40 hits, more predominantly. Changes a little bit at night, but that's even changed a little because of C42 coming into the market. And C42 is the alternative. There's quite a nice little, you know, there's quite a nice little moment when I flicked between the two channels and went, geez, C4 isn't just C4 anymore. There's a C42, and they're playing completely different genres of music. So I kind of think that they're complementary in that sense and work really well together.
This strikes me as being in line with what the TV Works channel seem to be doing in seeing local content as an advantage, as a good thing.
Well, I mean, that's a whole different, you know, conversation. But I think
given that there's going to be quite a lot of New Zealand music on this, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. I think that in general sense that local, as we turn into into media consumers that consume not just within, you know, television or radio, but also now consuming online, be it legal or illegal, that as broadcasters, it becomes more important for us to be able to put a local identity on content. And to our audience, and have that ownership factor that this is the first place that you can see it. You know, the states don't have this issue. You know, an NBC or an ABC in the US, when they broadcast a television show, it's the first play. Whereas by the time it comes down to us, be it hours or weeks or months or less so years now, that content has already been out there through BitTorrents or even legal means of people having US iTunes accounts or anything along those kind of lines as well. So, yeah, I think when coming back to it, local content for our industry and for the likes of MediaWorks is becoming more so important, yeah.
How are you going to market this? Are you going to let it sit there and people discover it, or are you going to go out and sell it?
I think in the first instance, there is, especially with a format like this, it is always great as a discovery format. And we've been getting great feedback about, you know, about the channel, albeit there's been a few repetition issues and we've been getting a lot of comments about repetition. But these are the things that we need to learn, you know. And obviously a format like an alternative format is going to have, you know, people are going to expect less repetition than a top 40 format. So these are some of the things that we're starting to, you know, to work on and you know, really broadening out our library of music. But, you know, in the first instance, we're kind of happy that, you know, having a tighter playlist in the first 4 weeks of more familiar tracks as opposed to being completely obscure to a majority of the audience is good for sampling. So there is some method to our madness.
Are you on Twitter?
I think that we probably are. I think you need to talk to the marketing department, but I'm sure that we're on Twitter. I know that there's C4 Twittering and that there has been some great feedback back on the channel.
So are there any thoughts to having VJs in the future or anything like that, a chance for you budding young presenters to...
I tell you what, I think that's where Alt TV made a mistake. I think Alt TV as a format was a great format in the fact that if they just played music videos and then built their brand and built their commercial inventory, they would have been fine. When they started spending money on making programs, I kind of think that was a bit of a downfall for them. So I think that we've learned from that mistake where, you know, we're dealing with it. Here's the thing, we're dealing with a niche brand and we're dealing with a channel that is on a platform that only reaches 22% of the population at this stage. So I think it would be remiss of us to turn around and now go, you know, very quickly on that we're going to start developing the channel. The channel is what it is. It's a 24-hour alternative music video channel for music lovers of that genre or many genres within alternative. And I kind of think that that's where we'll sit for the time being. If demand gets huge and if the audience grows and as Freeview grows, we'll expand at the same time. But I don't see us making any bold moves at this stage. We won't.
Do you look at, I mean, as you say, alternative is a huge thing, and it's a little bit like the New Zealand music, you know, a radio station that just plays New Zealand music, for example, can't be all things to all people. So what way, if I'm a lover of thrash metal or something like that, how do you accommodate me?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, thrash metal is, again, it's... We're dealing with it. I suppose it comes down to with population size, and the reason why alternative formats have always been, always are niche and don't grow into huge numbers is because of our population size. And there's only 4 million people here. There's kind of a nice kind of thing that I kind of think about is that, you know, XFM in London gets a 3% share, which, you know, Channel Z in its heyday was getting 3% shares, except that 3% share in London is across the UK, I should say, was close to 11 million people. You can sell that. A 3% share in New Zealand is pretty tough to sell. So there is those, you know, economies of scale, or that scale issue that sits with the channel. So I don't know if I answered your question
or not. I guess what I was asking is the playlist random or are things grouped?
No, there's no groupings. Yeah. So it is basically just a random, well-programmed channel, which has some method to its madness, yeah.
Oh, well, best of luck with it, Andrew.
Thank you, and thanks for having me in.
Cheers.
Andrew Schusterman from C42 there. After the break, Kerry Marks on The Limits of Comedy.